Sia Najfjo, hu milie Najvaj, te vaja lejnajob, akit valalatam. Igen, 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 igen. Oh no, this is never going to work. This is the worst possible idea I've had for making a bit of money I'm ever going to have. This is never going to work. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. I had a bit of an idea recently, which was to make a bit of extra money by becoming a porn star. And I discovered that in order to be a successful porn star, you had to be Hungarian. So I've been learning the old Hungarian, the old Magyar, but it's very, very difficult language, and I just don't think it's going to work. But in all seriousness, Serpan has made a very interesting request for a video, and I couldn't help but become interested, which is, why are so many porn stars Hungarian? Now, I think that person expected me to come up with some sort of evolutionary psychological reason, something to do with the evolution of the Hungarian people, the particular environment to which they've been subjected, something like that, or at least something that could involve correlations or whatever. But I'm afraid it doesn't. No such luck. It can simply be examined in historical terms, and that's what I'm going to do today. But it is extraordinary the degree to which porn stars are Hungarian. Now, there's a map which you'll find online, porn stars per million inhabitants. And in Hungary, it's 75.7 porn stars per million inhabitants, followed by the Czech Republic at 70.7. Now, this shows you how big the differences are. The Czech Republic, of course, is bordering Poland, and there it's 0.8, Germany 5.7, France 4.3, Spain 6.9, Italy 2.2, Britain's doing all right, 10.2, Finland 2.2, Estonia 1.4, Latvia a respectable 13, Russia 5, Lithuania 2.9, but in general, even Romania 6.9, but they are dwarfed by what is going on in Hungary with its 75 porn stars per million of population. So what is the reason for this? Well, I found some research on this, and there are a number of reasons. Basically, it started with the collapse of the Soviet Union and the collapse of communism. So you already had a porn industry in Western Europe and in America, and what you suddenly had, there was no real porn industry of any significance in Eastern Europe, of course, but what you suddenly had was a vast amount of cheap Eastern European labour. So you had lots of porn stars from a relatively patriarchal society, one might add, and so therefore a society in which there would be a great deal of pressure for women to be thin and to look after themselves and look good in a competition for the men. You had lots of women that were prepared to work for a very small amount of money. So going into Eastern Europe saved money. That's the first thing. The second thing is that particular part of, well, it's not Eastern, it's Central Europe, but Eastern Europe in the political sense, that particular part of Eastern Europe was the wealthiest part of Eastern Europe. It was considerably wealthier than Romania, considerably wealthier than all other areas of the former Eastern Bloc. And so that meant that it already had the infrastructure. It already had the relevant infrastructure there to be able to successfully make porn films. And I actually did a quick correlation analysis of the per capita number of porn stars with the wealth of the country within Eastern Europe. And what you find, it's a positive correlation of about 0.4 between the two. The wealthier the country, then the more likely they are to have a significant porn industry. And that was a big part of it, that it was in Eastern Europe, which meant that it was much cheaper to make porn films there. You could pay the women pittance, but there was the infrastructure there in order to do it. So that's the second reason. The third reason, obviously, is just geographical as well. It's close to Western Europe. There was a substantial porn industry already in Germany and in Austria and in these kinds of places, and so it's geographically the closest thing to do. So again, it's a purely mercenary thing. It's purely a way of saving money, that it doesn't involve moving very far. One of the really interesting things about it was that the research found was that it was to do with the perception of pornography as being Western. So upon the collapse of Eastern Europe, and Eastern Europe being fully exposed to the wealth of the West, although they already kind of knew about it, of course, it became the decadence of the West, some might call it. They experienced what has been called cultural cringe, the feeling that your culture is somehow inferior to another culture. And it's been found that when you feel that your culture is inferior to another culture, then what you will tend to do is slavishly imitate that culture and perceive everything in it, both good and bad, to be inherently good. Now, I've looked at this a lot with regard to Finland in my book, The Silent Rape Epidemic, How the Finns Were Groomed to Love Their Abusers. You see that the Finns were considered sort of Eastern for quite a while, or at the very least between East and West. Until the end of the war, they were categorised along in the same sentence as other former Russian subject nations such as Estonia and Latvia and Lithuania. They weren't categorised alongside Scandinavia. They don't speak a Scandinavian or a Nordic language. They have, genetically, they're on average about 5% East Asian. It was argued in textbooks until the middle of the 20th century that they were basically a sort of semi-Mongoloid people, even though that the evidence for that is not very good. And so the result is that you get this thing called cultural cringe. And it was very important to Finland in 1950 or whatever it was in the early 50s to win. They won Miss World, I think it was, or Miss Universe. And this was very important because it showed them that they were a beautiful people. They were as good as any Western country. And they hadn't thought that up to that point. They had this cultural fringe where they had thought of themselves as Sweden's ugly sister who kind of wasn't quite European. There were a lot of books in Finland published on this, on the kind of struggle to be European, on the struggle to be accepted to be European. Are we Mongols or Germanics? This kind of idea. There's lots of research on, lots of books on this. And increasingly now, Finland is understood to be Western and sees itself as Western. But this is a relatively new thing. And among older people, you have this idea that, oh, well, no, we're not Western, we're between East and West, or even that we're partially Eastern or something like that, based on genetics, based on culture, based on the language, which is related to languages that are definitely Eastern, that are spoken, Finno-Ugric languages that are spoken in the north of Russia and in parts of Russia, having been part of Russia and all of this sort of thing. And so you have this cultural cringe with Hungary that anything Western is good. So Western Europe is producing porn movies. The fact that we don't produce porn movies implies that we're somehow backward. There's something wrong with us, that we're not truly a developed country, that we're not truly a proper country if we don't have a porn industry. We should have a porn industry. And so the result was that the laws that were passed were very lax, and it was very easy to produce porn films in Hungary. I mean, you weren't hampered in the way that you would be hampered in other countries. You could basically do whatever you like. So this whole idea, this whole desire to sort of catch up with the West, to be like the West, meant that they had incredibly liberal laws on sex and on the sex industry and all this kind of stuff, because they wanted to imitate what they saw as the libertarian free West. And this meant you could do what you like. I mean, you could shoot porn films anywhere. Porn films were shot at the Festus, how do you pronounce it, the Festetus Palace, which is this incredible Baroque palace. I mean, it would be a bit like shooting porn films, with permission, shooting porn films in the UK at, I don't know, Hampton Court or Leeds Castle or something like that. I mean, it would be unthinkable. It would be considered to be a desecration of the Holy of Holies to shoot porn films in great stately homes or whatever. But no, that was perfectly acceptable in Hungary. So there were very liberal laws. You could basically do whatever you liked. You could make whatever you liked. And so obviously this is incredibly attractive to Westerners, who were substantially, at first at least, behind funding and developing the porn industry in Hungary before it took off as its own thing under its own success. The other thing is, of course, that the people, well, I didn't mention the salaries, it's important that the people were poor enough. So they can't be too poor, because if they're too poor, then there isn't the infrastructure in the country and there isn't the development, and so it's very, very difficult to make porn movies. But they've got to be poor enough to be enticed, because one would think that most women would not particularly want to be porn stars, really. So they're mainly, okay, you're going to get some of them that are just exhibitionists or whatever, but in general, they're not going to particularly want to be porn stars, so they'll be doing it for the money. And so they've got to be poor enough that they can be enticed into the porn industry for the money. And secondly, they were sold this idea that it would be their ticket to the West, that it would be a way of getting it, if you became a successful porn star. You've got to remember, this is in the 1990s, so that we're talking pornography videos and things like this. Then you would be able to get into the West. They were also told that nobody in Hungary was going to realistically see these films. And so in the 1990s, they were making a large number of porn films. They were making about 200 porn films a year in Hungary across the 1990s, involving about 1,200 actresses. Relatively few of these made their way into the West. 6 or 10 or something like that made their way into Western, American porn films. But even so, for per capita, for the, considering the population of Hungary is 10 million, it was an absolutely enormous porn industry. Now, once that happened, of course, then you end up with competition. And the way that you win that competition, and you can do that if your country isn't completely unregulated and you can basically do what you like, is by being more extreme than what is currently available. So originally, porn films would have a plot and whatever, and that was that. Then you moved on to so-called gonzo porn films. This was where you had unrelated scenes of sex or whatever it happened to be. Then you moved on to hardcore porn films, so obviously where they're not acting and they're actually having sex. And so this took off in Eastern Europe, in Hungary, hardcore porn films. And then, of course, that then moved back in to win the competition. America started producing more hardcore porn films. So then Hungary starts producing what we might call brutal porn films, violent sex, that sort of thing. And then, of course, America starts doing that as well. And so then Hungary has to go a step further. So so then it goes into the realms of anal sex or of S&M, real violent, unpleasant sort of stuff. And that's where, by the way, Hungary is today. It is renowned, and the Czech Republic, which is the second highest per capita level of porn films, really violent, sort of semi-snuff porn but that is hardcore, in which women are brutalized and tied up and whipped and all this kind of stuff. So it produces this snowball effect, and I've done a video on this before about I think it's called Billion Wicked Lies, of the way in which once people get into pornography severely, then they become immune to what's called vanilla porn, and they start becoming interested in more and more and more unusual, bizarre things that they would previously have regarded as sickening and unpleasant, but suddenly now they need to find. And so this was how it developed in Hungary. Once that develops, of course, once you have a successful industry within a country, then you have this effect of seeing that it's a means of becoming successful and thus getting involved in it, and it becomes self-perpetuating, it snowballs. So in much the same way, one could argue, on the one hand, I look in my book Race and Sport, that people of West African heritage tend to be very good at football, particularly as midfielders and strikers, because they on average have a mesomorphic body type. Say muscular body type involving power and stuff. They have fast twitch muscle fibers, which means they can powerfully kick a ball. And so they will tend to be very good at, and they have long legs. And so therefore they will tend to be very good at football. And then once that happens, then other black people will see football as a means of attaining status. It's something that you can do if you're black to get status and money, and so therefore you get more and more and more black footballers. So for those two reasons, the biological reason and the sociological reason, and it can be argued that that's possibly what has happened with pornography in Hungary and also with the Czech Republic, that once it becomes successful for these other reasons of history, sociology, politics, whatever it happens to be, then the industry is large, and females can see it, poor females particularly, as a way of getting out of poverty and as a way of making money, and so more and more of them go into it, and so you just get this larger and larger and larger industry which gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and this is what seems to have happened. The other thing that I think is relevant, I correlated the per capita number of porn stars in Eastern Europe with the wealth, with the religiousness, and that's negative. So the religious countries do not produce many porn stars. As you saw with Poland, it's very low. It's 0.8. As you see, Latvia, which is very irreligious, 13. Czech Republic, Hungary, also very irreligious. So I think that may also be relevant, that although these countries are quite traditional in a lot of their attitudes, they have very, very low levels of religious belief. And religious belief would tend to condemn these things and say that these things are a bad thing. So I do wonder if that's relevant to it as a taking into account all of the other factors. But I hope for the person that asked me to do this video, that answers the question. There is no deep reason to do with genetics or whatever why the Hungarian porn industry is enormous. It is simply a result of the optimum combination of poverty, geographical position, and cultural cringe. Well, I hope that's been of interest, and if it has, please subscribe. It helps most violently if you do that. Remember, I live show Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, and I will see you soon, and goodbye!